20 to 8 now. The Dáil may be in recess, but one issue that will make a big impact when TDs are back this autumn is the government's plan to move from the triple lock of UN mandate, Dáil vote and government approval before deploying Irish troops overseas. That's UN Security Council mandate, I should have said, and move instead to the double lock system, which would involve a Dáil vote and government approval. There wasn't much of a meeting of minds on this issue between government and opposition up to now. The legislation has been scrutinised at the Oireachtas Defence Committee, and they've recommended additional safeguards, including an independent legal review. And it's likely there's going to be a lively debate when the bill comes before the Dáil again this autumn. With me now, two Defence Committee members who are on different sides of the argument, and they are Committee Chair and Sinn Féin TD for Mayo, Rose Conway-Walsh, and also Fine Gael TD for Carlow Kilkenny, Catherine Callaghan, who's a member of the Defence Committee. First of all, Catherine Callaghan, is the government minded to accept the committee recommendations? What does this bill propose and why?
The proposer of the bill, the government will obviously read what's in the committee. I couldn't possibly say what they will decide going forward with that. The proposal that's in the bill, the amendment, is to remove the third part of the triple lock, as you quite rightly say. Now, what that means is it's removing the requirement of the Irish government and the Irish sovereign state to request the permission of the permanent five members as to where we deploy our peacekeeping troops. You know, at the moment as it stands, we need to, you know, put our hand up almost and say, look, I'm Will Cadogum, like, can we please have permission to allow our peacekeeping troops? We have to ask the US, the UK, France, Russia and China. And it's the government's position that as a sovereign state, we shouldn't have to do that. And to give a very concrete example of the impacts of this current legislation as it currently stands, Anya, the UN mandate for UNIFIL mission.
I'll come to UNIFIL in a moment. Let's just stick with the principle and I'll come on to UNIFIL.
Well, the principle is that the state should have sovereignty over where we allow our troops to go. And that will be where our troops go will be determined by our policy of neutrality. OK, now, and it's very important that we also recognise within that double lock that you mentioned, the government will be and always receives military advice that it always adheres to, the military advice, you know, and that has allowed us to go into missions in Chad, say, in 2008, but it also prevented us from going into missions in Iraq in 2003, as well as Mali in 2013.
So, Rose Conway-Walsh, the argument is that the Security Council is clearly dysfunctional, and the alternative that has been put forward by some opposition members of going with the General Assembly option, that would require 2/3 majority in the General Assembly plus a Security Council majority, which is a bar so high it's only happened once in 40 years. So isn't it time to recognise the realpolitik of what's going on in the UN and move to the double lock?
I don't think it is, Anya, and I think like the report obviously clearly reflects the evidence that was given in the committee. But contrary to the position of the government that this was an amendment or an adjustment to the triple lock, it's complete removal of it. I think it's important that people know that. But it also highlights the importance of the military neutrality to Irish people, to the people living in Ireland, and their deep concerns for any attempts to undermine that. And I think that's why the onus is on the government to take heed of that and to respect the will of the Irish people. And that's why one of the recommendations, we had 165 recommendations in it, but one of the Sinn Féin amendments was to enshrine Ireland's military neutrality in the constitution. Now, we had severe time constraints on the examination of this within the committee, but there's some other things that came to fore as things are at the moment. An unlimited number of Defence Force members can already be deployed abroad. And there's a number of actions that don't fall within the remit of the triple lock. And it's important to say what those are. So we can have secondments to international organisations. We can undertake humanitarian tasks in response to actual or potential disasters and emergencies. We can have fact-finding missions. We can participate in a whole lot of activities. So that's why, I suppose, we would feel that there is isn't a necessity to remove the triple lock at this time. So
let's look. At the moment, we have Irish troops deployed on the UNIFIL mission, and it's something that people have been very proud of our record there, which has gone on for many decades at this stage and at great cost, personal cost to people as well. But there is a question mark over that mission now because of US opposition. So does that Rose Conway Walsh prove the point that political dysfunction in the Security Council is bringing valuable missions to an end?
Absolutely. I think the UN Security Council needs to be reformed. And I think that came through in the report.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it because Ireland says so, are they?
It's the only global authority with the legal power there to authorise the use of the force and in international law. So I think it's very important not to just throw that out.
But how real is that, saying we want it reformed? I mean, you know, we've been saying these things and our politicians have been saying these things for a long time and our delegations to the United Nations. But the power structure is the power structure.
Yeah, but it assumes that the UN is broken. But I think it still remains the best available, thing to give us global legitimacy when troops are being deployed. The trust of the Irish people is very important, and Irish people trust that as it is at the moment. But I say absolutely reforms can be done. But this is complete removal without anything to replace it. I know there are within the report we discuss some safeguards that could be there, but I think it's very important to know that the triple lock does not deter the government from any investment into or for addressing the legacy of neglect within the defence forces. Okay. And I think that's something that absolutely needs to be done. So
the triple lock, we've had Irish peacekeepers involved in missions since 1958. We've had the Defence Act of 1960, which has put, you know, the legal framework on all of this. But of course, this became a big controversy at the start of the century after the defeat of the first Nice referendum treaty. It was said to the people, Bertie Ahern went over to Europe, came back with the protocol, and people were told that we now had this guarantee on the triple lock, which maybe it wasn't in the constitution, but it felt like that was the context for that vote that got Nice 2 over the ground. So isn't it reasonable, if the government wants to change this, just be honest, put it to the people?
The triple lock legislation doesn't change our neutrality. The language in the Lisbon
the people were concerned at the time that by voting for Nice, they would be moving into a situation where that neutrality could be eroded in terms of the deployment of Irish troops. So this commitment was given, and the commitment was about the involvement of the Security Council. That was given to the people on a campaign trail. So if you want to change that, isn't it more honest to say, grand, what do you think?
No, because this is primary legislation, and primary legislation is decided by the legislators. It doesn't need to go to the country for this. It's also not.
It doesn't need to necessarily, but should it?
No, it shouldn't in my view, because it's still in the Lisbon Treaty and the Nice Treaty that no country in Europe will be asked or required to go against their own domestic national policy. Our domestic national policy is one of military neutrality. We will never be asked by Europe to change that. Now, it's really important that we recognise that. I know Deputy Conway Walsh mentioned about neutrality in the triple lock. That final part is simply to remove the requirement for Ireland as a sovereign nation to ask for permission. And in relation to UNIFIL, you did mention that the mandate is, or that mission is in jeopardy. And it's in jeopardy because the UN mandate runs out on the 31st of August. This is a really important point. And under the current legislation as it stands, that means if the US exercise their veto, which they can do, that means our troops that have been serving since 1958, we have the longest record of UN service in the country, in the whole wide world. But we will have to withdraw. We are the only country legally required to withdraw.
Micheál Martin said at the time that the triple lock was at the core of our neutrality, the core of our neutrality. What has changed?
Micheál Martin
since
was
then?
In opposition at
he
that time.
He is Taoiseach of the day. That was the commitment he gave to the Irish people at the time. That was his arguments across the Dáil. What has changed? He's in. He's Taoiseach now. Is he being led by Simon Harris to do
no,
this?
No, it's.
You know, he argued for that at the time. That was the commitment given to the Irish people. Go back to the Irish people again. Have a referendum on neutrality.
This is not a U-turn. This is absolutely not a U-turn. The third part of the triple lock is the requirement for us to ask permission from the permanent five members. Our troops at US can use their veto, and our troops will be withdrawn from the Lebanon.
As I said, this is a foretaste of what promises to be, I think, a fairly lively debate, both inside and outside the Europe this autumn. But for the moment, thank you both, Catherine Callahan from Fine Gael and Rose Conway-Walsh, Sinn Féin, and Chair of the Europe Defence Committee. We'll have the business news after the break.